listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. We've got Tony on the line, who's off counting 2x4s in Newburgh. We've also got John Paul with Paulson's Floor Covering, one of the Pacific Northwest premier floor coverings companies. And
another question, actually.
Go ahead, Tony.
So we talked about the potential of a coffee cup or something heavy dropping on your laminate hardwood floor and leaving a noticeable divot or a chunk out of your floor, and it's discolored now. It's not as dark as it was before. And what do you do? You made a very good point. If you're laying hardwood floors, buy a little extra. Make sure you've got some pieces close by that you can use to replace. That's a great tip. But let's say we're in a situation where we bought the house. The situation is that we're in it. The hole is there or the divot is there, and there's not anything extra. What can you do to that to treat it? Is there like a clear, hard epoxy or something that you could put in there after you color it a sort of matching color to just kind of make it go away?
So it's not really any kind of a epoxy that will work right, because it would be almost impossible to get a finish that would actually match the gloss level of whatever finish you have on your floor. But a lot of times you can take just different putties and kind of fill it in, and you can take colored pens and color it in. And a lot of times you just accept the fact that you bought a hardwood floor or you bought a house with hardwood floor, and we call it character or texture. And we just smile about the fact that that's a beautiful dent in your hardwood floor, because hardwood is always beautiful. And if it gets to a point where you just can't stand staring at it anymore, you can always have your floor sanded down and refinished.
Interesting. Okay. Good.
So,
character generally also involves a memory, at least that is if you're the one that created it.
It's kind of like Tony's face, has lots of character.
Well, yeah, I imagine Tony's hardwood floor has got all kinds of dents from the cowbells.
No, I was talking about his face.
Yeah,
well,
I've lots of divots. Lots of divots in the face. I have a face for radio, they say.
Yes, good.
Which is funny. Yeah, I actually put some laminate floor down in our house 2005, and I dropped the coffee cup. I did. Mm-hmm. I dropped the coffee cup right dead in the center of the kitchen. And it left a big dent, and it took out the top layer, so it's white. And I was trying to think if there was something I could do to, but you know what? It's really not that big of a deal. It's character, like you say.
Well, you can, depending on the type of the floor, and there's all different types of hardwood floors and installation processes that you go through, but you can do board replacements. They're not very easy to do. And so you really, when you do a board replacement, you need a professional to do it. And you need to be prepared to spend a lot more money than you expect when it comes time. I mean, it's typically, for most board replacements, it's about $150, $200 per board or per section to replace. But it can certainly be done.
Right. I know that there can be a challenge. Sometimes, those snap-together floors, when you're taking those pieces out, you've got to do it real carefully, delicate, because those tongues can snap off.
Mm-hmm,
or, part of that, the groove can snap off, and ultimately, you're going to have to buy more than that one piece that you were trying to replace, because it can be difficult.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why it is very helpful to come in and talk to a professional at Paulson's about your hardwood floor and what type of floor you get. Because we would recommend different types of floors for people who have kids or pets, big dogs, than we would for people that are older, maybe retired, and don't have as much traffic. Do you like to host and have a lot of parties at your house? Do you kind of live by yourself? There's all different kinds and types of floors and installation processes that you want, and to try to find that right floor, it really helps to come in and see all the options and talk to someone that can help direct you.
This makes me think of another question. A lot of people, when they're trying to decide between a solid hardwood floor and a laminate hardwood floor, right? When they're trying to decide, they think to themselves, or they've been told by somebody, if you put in a solid hardwood floor with a natural wood finish or something on there, over time, it can yellow. The sun can yellow that finish, and then your bright hardwood floors start to get this sort of aged look, uh-huh. and then you have to go through and bring that old finish up and put a new finish down. How does that happen, and how long does that take, in your opinion?
It does certainly happen with finishes, and it doesn't matter. Well, that's not entirely certain. It happens with all hardwood floors. There are certain hardwood floors you can buy that have protective coat in there that will keep it from changing color. But for the most part, 95% of the time, when you get your floor installed, first is not. It will change over the course of 1, 2, 3, 6 months down the road. It'll darken. It'll yellow depending on the type of wood bed it is, and that's something when you're putting area rug down that people have their area rug down and they decide to rearrange their furniture and they freak out because they peel the area rug up and the floor underneath is a different color. And we always tell people, just relax. You're just going to have to live with it for a couple months. It'll catch up and it'll all blend eventually.
Yeah. It's almost like, Corey, it's kind of like talking about composite decking, isn't it?
It is.
You put a pot out there and you think, oh, look how great that pot looks on the corner of my composite deck. And then 3 months later, you decide to move it to a different spot and you got a real dark circle just in the corner of your deck. So, but you're telling me that over the course of a few months, it will even back out and everything will be fine.
Yeah, it'll all blend together and you won't even notice that there was a rug there.
So it doesn't continue, in your opinion, it doesn't continue to change and turn more color more and more over years and years. It does its color changing early on in the first year. And then
It does the vast majority of the color change, and so that's why if something's covered up, just let the sunlight hit it, and it'll quickly catch up so that it blends if you can't really.
So real quickly, if you're thinking about different species of wood that you would put down on your floor, and someone says, I want to put down a hardwood floor, a solid hardwood floor, but I really don't want it to yellow. I want to keep, I'd rather it darken than yellow. What does that tell you as far as species and choices?
Well, you'd probably want to go with a cherry of some time, whether it's an American cherry or a Brazilian cherry or a rosewood. And those floors come out of the box really light, and then they just darken. They don't yellow. Or you go with the floor and you put a stain on it. You put a stain on it, you can hide all the yellowing. And that's actually, stained hardwood floors are incredibly popular these days.
Really? Interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah, I think that for the longest time, people would just put a clear coat. We're just going to put a clear coat. We want to have that natural wood color, but to add some pigment, you can still see the wood grain. Uh-huh. You can still appreciate the wood, but add some pigment to fight off those ultraviolet rays, so it will stay the color that you want it to be. That's absolutely great. That's great advice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good way to go.
So what are you thinking, Corey? Are you going to put hardwood floors down in your next house?
Absolutely.
And are you going to go with what? Some kind of a cherry color? Or?
You got to be careful with the cherries, though, because of the way the color changes so much. Without fail, when you buy a Brazilian cherry hardwood floor, it comes out of the box looking completely different than the sample because it changes drastically in color.
Interesting. That's very interesting. I would not have known that at all.
We constantly tell people, like, when we go to install this floor, you're going to call me and say we're putting the wrong floor in. Please don't call me. It's not the wrong floor. It's the right floor. And then we get the phone call anyways.
Here's one more question. If someone has decided, or they've had somebody come over and take a look, and they say, this hardwood floor is 40 years old, it's desperately in need of being sanded down and refinished. If you had to say how much you thought somebody would pay for that, you would probably, first thing you'd want to know, how many square feet are we doing?
Right.
Would you be able to break that down by square foot, what somebody might pay to have a contractor come out and sand and refinish a floor per square foot? Any idea at all?
Well, there are a ton of factors that go into it, because every time you go out, the job's different, whether you're removing, replacing base molding, do they have furniture in the way and stuff, but just in general, basic sanding of hardwood floors, you're probably going to run in that $3 to $4 a square foot range.
Interesting. And if you're buying brand new hardwood floor, just for the material alone, that's probably right around the same range, right? $3 or $4 a square foot just for material?
If it's the raw material, you're going to probably be in that $3 to $4 range. If it's a pre-finished floor, they range from anywhere from a couple dollars a square foot on up to $8, $9, $10, $12 a square foot.
So if somebody's thinking that they need to get their floor refinished, it would behoove them to make sure that the floors are all completely accessible, all furniture is out of the way, and base molding is pulled up so that the floor is accessed from sheetrock to sheetrock everywhere. Nothing is blocking any way, and there's no molding in the way, and that could save them some money.
Yeah, and you don't, yes, and sometimes we don't replace the molding at all. You can just add cord around and different things. There's different aspects in that. But yeah, if you get your floor just ready to go, that's certainly advantageous for everybody.
Awesome. Okay, we got to take another break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our show about flooring and rugs. You're listening to Tony and Corey. Stay tuned.
Yep. He's coming back through.
He's got a lot of good information about hardwood floors, whether you laminate hardwood floors or solid hardwood floors.
Well, absolutely. And that's one of the things with Paulson's floor covering is they've been in the business forever. And a guy like Jean-Paul who knows this stuff, you can't go wrong going to Paulson's. And I think one of the questions that I had for Jean-Paul earlier was, is installing a hardwood floor something a weekend warrior should tackle? Because, I mean, I've done it. I've put in 2 3/4 oak sand-in-place floor. I installed 400 square feet of it myself. I sanded it down. I put the poly in, and it turned out beautiful. But it was it was the hardest 2 weeks of my life.
I can attest to the end result. I saw that floor after you finished it, and it was absolutely gorgeous. The species that you, was that hickory that you chose?
No, it was oak. It was number 3 red oak. The house was built in the 50s, and I was trying to match it because it was a lot of dark black stains. I guess I don't know what you'd call that, rot.
Yeah, it was a really pretty grain in that oak. It was very nice. I mean, I really liked it when you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I matched it in, but it was very, very hard. But what about these pre-finished?
Yeah, and that's something that a lot of. I mean, it's. People install their own hardwood floors all the time. It's actually not terribly difficult. If you're going to sand and finish it, be prepared to work harder than you thought you would.
Yeah.
But the pre-finished floors, the way they make them now, they're as easy as just nailing or stapling down, glued down. Some of them lock together, and they're actually fairly simple. If you're handy, they're fairly simple to put in and definitely something that people can try on their own.
I have not. I helped to put down the laminate floor in my house, and I broke like 12 pieces trying to put it in because I was letting the hammer do most of my persuading. but you know, eventually you get the knack after you've done it. Then you're like, yeah, don't do that. You know, be real careful, finesse. And by the end of it, I was doing pretty good.
Sure thing.
Curving everything though, right, Jean-Paul?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's something that takes a little bit of practice to get used to, but once you've got the hang of it. The other problem is once you get done doing your floor, all your friends want you to come over and help them with theirs.
Been there.
You get lots of practice.
Definitely.
So let me ask you about this, Jean-Paul. In that pre-finished realm, I mean, are you kind of limited on the thicknesses and sizes? You know, because there's something to be said about the old, you know, number one red oak that goes down, you sand it in place. Do they make pre-finished floors that look similar?
Yeah, there's so many options with pre-finished floors in every kind of width and different thicknesses, colors. There's a lot more stain opportunities with pre-finished floors because some floors like maple are really hard to stain on site. They don't want to take it very well, but in a factory they can get that stain to go in there. So pre-finished floors, anything you can get in an unfinished floor, you can get a look in a pre-finished floor.
Very nice.
Felt much easier.
There was another question. What about engineered? Well, you know, we talked about laminate.
Yeah.
What about engineered floors where they look like the top layer is is wood, but they're actually layers of plywood? Do they make pre-finished solid wood, and is there a difference?
They make pre-finished solid floors, and they make pre-finished engineered floors. We've thrown around the term laminate, which we actually use as a fake floor, a laminate floor.
Right.
Actually, a picture of a hardwood floor and not actual hardwood versus an engineered floor, which is just basically a real hardwood floor that's been put together in different pieces.
Which and there's advantages to that is that it's very stable. It doesn't move.
Right. A lot more stable. It's not going to give you the gaps that you get with solid floors as much. If there's moisture problems, it can handle it better. And if it's a decent quality floor, once it gets installed, you won't know whether it's a solid or an engineered, and you can still refinish it just as many times. The danger is there are a lot of really, really inexpensive engineered floors that, quite frankly, are complete junk. So you just have to be careful when you get in the market with engineered floors. Some of them are really thin. They may look nice when they first go in, but you can't refinish them. The finish is bad. They scratch really easy. So you just got to be a little bit careful with that.
Yeah, I think that's probably a lot of times people's number one concern. They think, you know, if I put something in there that's not solid wood, not solid hardwood, then the veneer at the top's not going to be thick enough for me to sand it down and refinish it. But you're telling me there's engineered wood out there that does have a layer thick enough that you can refinish it.
Yeah, when you get the sample, I mean, you can just turn it up and you can take a look and see how thick that veneer is and see how much there is to finish. And one thing people don't grasp is on a standard 3/4 inch solid hardwood floor, you're still driving a staple in right at that tongue. And you can't sand down past that tongue. So really, it's not like you can sand through the entire board on a solid floor. You still only have a little bit on top that you can sand through before you are running into staples.
Right. Hitting the fasteners. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, we have only a few minutes left. John Paul, I want to thank you. There's so much information about hardwood floors. If you are in the Portland metro area, make sure you check out Paulson's Floor Covering. John Paul, what location are you at?
I actually manage all of our locations. We've got 4 locations. We've got one in Beaverton, we've got one in Tigard. There's one out in Clackamas on 82nd and Johnson Creek, and we've just moved and opened up a new store down on Grand Avenue in Salmon right next to Rejuvenation Hardwood that we are still in the process of finishing, but it is open for business now.
Very nice. Well, thanks again. I want to thank you for coming on and talking about this. We'll have you on again some other time. And if you have any questions, you can always go to, what is it, paulsonsfloorcovering.com?
paulsonsfloorcovering.com, and we will get your questions answered for you. And thank you very much for having me on.
Awesome. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Well, we're almost done with our floor covering extravaganza. I did want to point out that next week will be our Father's Day special. It's not on Father's Day, but it's pretty close, and we're going to give everybody an opportunity to listen and learn about Traeger barbecues.
It is definitely going to be special. It won't be Father's Day, but it'll be special.
Yeah, we're going to be on location at our Hillsboro Par Lumber in Hillsboro, Oregon, and we're going to be demoing Traeger barbecues. You're going to be cooking all kinds of food, and actually, it's going to be at several Par Lumbers in the Portland metro area where we're going to be handing out free food and talking about, and even some special deals on Traeger barbecues.
Yeah, let me throw off those locations really quick. We're going to be in Vancouver, which is Southwest Washington. We're going to be in the Hillsboro yard in the Hillsboro area, also in West Lynn, over by Lake Oswego, Albany, way down by Salem, and Raleigh Hills, which is sort of also in the Portland metro area. So we're spreading it out a little bit. We're getting a little south.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Make sure you check us out on Facebook. If you like our page, I just might send you a Cabela's gift card valued at $50. So check it out. We'll be back next week live, and have yourself a great weekend. Thanks for staying tuned.